Now, when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." To God, lover, beloved, and love. Amen. I'll read that again. Now, when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." We are on the cusp of the most important week of the Christian tradition, Holy Week. And just before I get any further, I encourage you to look at the Holy Week services that we have set out for you this week. These are opportunities for you to walk the path with Jesus to his cross, death, and tomb, and to reflect on your own life and the presence of God in your own particular circumstances. We are going to focus on the readings from Lamentations set out for the week, Andrew and I, wondering how lament is a spiritual practice and what it means to cry out to God as human beings who face the wide varieties of pain and suffering, be it physical, mental, or spiritual. Please go to the church websites, either St. Andrew's or St. Dunstan's, and mark in your calendar these services. Make yourself available this week to enter a deliberate walk of wonder and reflection. I promise you, it will be worth your time and spiritual energy. Socrates said so long ago, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So too in our Christian tradition. Do we believe that God compels us to consider the life we live and guides us in living that life well? Okay, commercial is over. Now let's wonder together about Holy Week with the lens of that final verse from our gospel reading. Here it is again. Now when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." I think in this sentence we have the whole meaning of Holy Week. We have the main characters. There is the centurion, the representative of those who have put Jesus to death. The centurion stands for the systems of this world that inflict violence on God's creation, the systems that create crosses, the systems that make Holy Week so necessary. This representative is rightfully a human representative. We're not dealing with a demon here. A centurion is a human being. Particularly a militarized human being, because as humanity, we are the most culpable in inflicting violence on this world. In this sentence, we also have Jesus. There he is on the cross, nailed there by the instruments of violence. He is unarmed, naked, and silent. And why is he silent? Perhaps he's silent because he is like that lamb before its slaughter. Or perhaps, as in the image from Isaiah this morning, he is silent because his face is set as flint, knowing that God does not allow for the shame of God's creation. He is silent, perhaps, because he knows that his vindication is near. There's no need to say anything. God is on the way to save him. Or perhaps he is silent simply because he is dead. There is no breath in him anymore to speak, to pray, to hope. He is dead. Jesus here is representative of all God's creation, who are on their own crosses due to the violence of others. Jesus is every innocent one suffering with no ability to speak on their own behalf. He is everyone who has seen a better world but has been crushed by those who will not allow that better world to come about. He is everyone who has died physically, mentally, spiritually, who have no more voice to speak, to pray, or to hope. In this sentence are the characters of Holy Week. In this one sentence, now, when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." In this brief but full sentence, we have the posture of Holy Week. A posture we are called to take, to put on deliberately, a posture that is difficult to sustain but necessary for our well-being. In Holy Week, we stand facing Jesus. That is our posture. We stand facing Jesus. This is not a simple thing to do, particularly as we stand to face the crucified Jesus. It is easier to stand and face Jesus when he is walking freely about, teaching and healing and eating and laughing with children. We all want to stand before that Jesus. But standing and facing the crucified Jesus is something terribly different. Our culture generally does not like to do this. We do not like to face death. We do not like to face violence. Instead, we work very hard to disguise it, to ignore it, even. This week, I made the fateful decision to cook my own spot prawns. And while in the end they were delicious and I ate them, I would have preferred, I think, to have not had to touch their dead tentacles, to stare into their dead eyes, to tear the heads off their bodies and rip the flesh from their shells. I would have preferred that they came de-shelled, de-headed, de-tentacled, unrecognizable as spot prawns. Not only me, but my kids would have preferred that too. I will never forget Logan and Nathan screaming as they saw what I was cooking. I will never forget Logan asking me if I had yet eaten one of those monsters. No, we do not like facing death. We want it sanitized. We want our food to look as little like the animal it came from. We don't want to see it. But in Holy Week, our posture is to take the posture of facing Jesus at his death, to stare at his lifeless body, to look into his vacant eyes. We do this for two main reasons, I think. First, because we need to be sensitized once again to the violence of this world. We need to be aware, once again, that the world steps on people in its pursuit of wealth and fame and power. We need to be aware, once again, of the countless victims of life at the hands of the centurions of this world. Second, we need to face Jesus on the cross because Jesus is the mirror to our own hearts and minds and our spirits. Facing Jesus on the cross ensures that we take the necessary time to look inside and examine our lives, ourselves, and acknowledge how we have participated in the death and violence we see in front of us. We are all participants in this world. We all have dirty hands. We all need to stop to face the cross and repent of our role, no matter how big or small. In this one sentence, we have everything we need for Holy Week. Now, when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." In Holy Week, we enter the central paradox of the Christian faith, that out of a deliberate facing of death and violence, there we have our hope and our healing. Out of death comes life. How Jesus died, how he breathed his last, is a direct sign of who he is as God's beloved child. And, if you can believe it, how we live and move and breathe and die is a direct sign of who we are as God's beloved children. This is the great mystery of Holy Week and of all Christianity, that when we face violence, when we stand with those among those who suffer due to the centurions of this world, when we go to the places of deepest agony of our friends and neighbors, when we walk alongside those who are grieving, those who are sick, those who are hungry, those who are alone, cut off from their family and friends during this trying pandemic, those who are poor, those who are abused due to the color of their skin, the country of their origin, due to gender or sexual orientation, due to religious identity, their jobs, all the rest, when we stand with them and take up their cross with them and face their pain with them, then truly the powers of this world, the centurions of this world, the energies and forces of violence in this world, they begin to shake at their knees because they know that truly they are in the presence of God's beloved children, and God's beloved children will never be satisfied with the perpetuation of suffering and violence in this world. No, God's beloved children set their faces as flint. We will not be put to shame, but will work tirelessly to ensure all creation is tended to. We will not be rebellious, but will work to end the evil suffering that inflicts the poor, the hungry, the naked, the falsely accused, those who get ripped apart by the mechanisms of power, fortune, and arrogance. It is the Lord God who helps us. And God's beloved children, we shall see, if we dare to walk this Holy Week again, that life, hope, love, even our very selves, can never be shut up in tombs for long, but will rise again in the morning to stand among the crosses of this life, facing them and tearing them down. For the one who vindicates us is near. It is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Dear children of God, please accept this invitation to walk Holy Week this year.